next month or the following month that our Sunday school superintendent, Brother John Munsinger, started in our church. So it's most of my life that he's been the leader of our Sunday school. I was just coming downstairs to the grown-up department. You do that when you're 9 years old. And he took over. And he had some songs that he liked. He sang them just so often. One of them was this one, Wonderful Words of Life. And some of his songs, when I was a kid, I would think, you know, maybe I would have liked this song, but why did he sing it every 2 weeks? Or and I kind of didn't like it after a while. I got a little tired of it. It was not too interesting, the melody, I thought at the time. And I didn't see these things that I see now. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Let me more of their beauty see, Lord. Show me how wonderful your words are. How great is your call. How your words are words of life. I didn't see those things then. I just thought, oh, here we go again, you know, this song. And my tastes have certainly changed significantly. There are other songs like that too. I'm sure John, Brother John, Pastor John, you've been through this type of thing too. We sang All for Jesus so often, and I just, that melody was just, oh, I just didn't want to sing it again. And then we just kept doing it again and again. And then one summer, my father was here at camp, and he chose it as a theme song. I thought, oh, we were singing it all summer long. And at the end of that summer, I loved that song. I don't know what happened to me. The song's still the same song. I guess something happened in here that changed me. And it happens that our tastes and our appreciations for things, I think you can use that word with an S on the end, our appreciation for things changes. And I'm so thankful for that. And we learn to value things that we didn't realize were as that valuable. Today's reading in How Firm a Foundation. These books are available, by the way, in the Boathouse for non-staff members. Staff members get them as a devotional. And they notice we had a reading by Jonathan Edwards for today. And some of these readings are, you know, a little, the language is not exactly as we speak today, but they're worth reading and thinking about. And at least, I guess my hope was that all of us would get the gist, at least, of each one of these, meaning the main idea, and let it touch our hearts and mean something important to us. And today's reading is that we want to go deeper into God's Word. We want to try to understand what God is saying to us, and we want to go beyond just the normal run of things. Meaning, when you come to church, the pastor opens the Bible and he reads from the Word and he speaks on it. He teaches, and Jonathan Edwards says you want to go beyond that. That's wonderful. You get a, what does he say? Unavoidably, by the frequent inculcation of divine truth in the preaching of the Word, of which you are obliged to be hearers. Catch that? You want to go beyond that to just delve into it for yourself and get the treasure out of it. And it's not just for your own personal blessing, is it? Why did God give His Word? He gave it so that we might get to know Him. It's part of his self-revelation, the main part of it. We find Him in His Word. As the Holy Spirit makes that Word alive to us, we come to know God. And so that's why it's so wonderful. And we come to know His will and we hear his call. And then the purpose of all this is so that we give ourselves to that and that we do it. And so it's not just for, oh, let's see if I can get a word for today. It'll make me feel good and I can think about it and maybe I'll be blessed all day long. This is, it's more than that. It's not just, that's wonderful. I didn't mean to disparage that at all. That's an important part of our devotional lives. But it goes more, it goes beyond that because God gave it for something greater than just our personal blessing. Of course, it's our ultimate personal blessing to get to know him and to hear his voice, to respond to his call and to do his will and to open to his working and to be made more and more like him. He's wooing us to heaven. So Jonathan Edwards says, this is such a treasure that you want to go after it with all your heart. Consider yourself to be a scholar or a disciple put into the school of Christ and be diligent about it. That's what Jesus was saying when he said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That's not just about me, but learn from me, my example, my teaching, and become like me. I am meek and lowly in heart, but that's the yoke of the disciple. We have a master, a teacher, who wants to change us, have us learn his ways. And I think, as Alexander White says, he wants us to learn his favorite, he calls them his favorite graces, our Lord's favorite graces, meekness and lowliness of heart. So that's, I just wanted to say about this, that one of the goals with this devotional is that we get a lesson out of each day's reading. And today's is that if being a Christian is our call, it's our profession, then we ought to study it as we would whatever field we're interested in making a go, making a success out of our lives. So we have to study. And here's a study that yields so much to us. You never stop growing. You never stop enjoying. You never stop realizing how great it is and getting deeper into it and growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior. So as tastes change in song, in songs, I hope also that's going to happen to all of you also, by the way. Your tastes will change as you go on. But I'm trying to say that I hope we get a greater love for, appreciation of, the value of, and a desire for the Word of God. The words that the Lord gives to us, we read, are spirit and life.